Thankfully, we work for a district that has put so much emphasis on SEL, that social emotional learning, category or aspect. And now there was a board member, his name was Mr. Morales, and he said, we put so much emphasis on SEL and our students, right? We want them to feel good, be good, act good, and everything. But what about those who are interacting with them on a daily basis, our employees, our teachers?
So welcome back to the Teacher Fit Podcast. This week, we've got two amazing guests. We've got Lexi and Sarai from Socorro ISD. And these two ladies are setting the example for educator wellness around the world. They are from Socorro ISD and leading the charge with their Healthy Body, Strong Minds and Teacher Fit initiative. They've got tips and tricks and so much information about how they're impacting their community of educators through mental, physical, and emotional wellness. And the best part is they're impacting their whole community. I know you're going to love this show. That's enough from me. But as always, the Teacher Fit Podcast is brought to you by our Teacher Fit partner schools and districts, just like Socorro ISD. If you want to learn more, check out the show notes and bring proactive educator wellness to your district or school. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Teacher Fit Podcast. We are so fortunate this week to have not one, but two special guests from Socorro ISD, I think, who are the trendsetters in educator wellness across the nation and possibly the world. And I'm pumped to have them. Welcome to the show, Lexi and Sarai.
Thank you so much, Nick. It's a pleasure. You know, great opportunity to be on here with you. We've listened into your other podcasts, and we're happy to share what we're doing here at Socorro ISD.
Awesome. Just before we get started, just to lay some groundwork so the listeners kind of have a better framework as we get deeper into questions and what you guys are doing on the ground. Just real quick, starting with you, Lexi, who are you? What is your role at Socorro ISD?
Yeah, so I'm the coordinator of sports program at SISD. I just took on this position maybe 3 months ago, right before I left on maternity leave. So I have hit the ground running. You know, it's fast and furious launching this program, but it's been a blessing. So just a little background. I've taught for 7 years. I was an English teacher over at Eastlake High School with Sarai. So, you know, we were colleagues in that way. And, you know, it was always a passion of mine to be in this realm, you know, the fitness, the health realm. And I was given this opportunity, so jumped all over it, and here I am.
Awesome. And what about you, Sarai?
Well, I've been teaching for 12 years, but I was asked by my principal if I could be the facilitator for the Healthy Body, Strong Mind initiative that the district was starting in partnership with Teacher Fit. And I had already been asked previously by fellow colleagues, you know, because they knew I was a fitness instructor, you know, as a hobby, you know, outside of like school hours. And of course, when the principal asked me, I said, yes, you know, like I was ready. I had already taken some time off from the gyms. And I was just kind of doing it like at home, some friends, you know, workouts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So when the opportunity came up, I just took it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really love, Lexi, that you guys have implemented the on-campus implementer. I think that's such an important part, something I've talked to districts about since we started this program, I think 4 school years ago. And some districts have hit the ground running like you guys, and each school has their own rep, which really drive the initiative. And then some have struggled. So I love to see how involved all of your reps are. Before we get deeper into the program, you know, again, starting with you, Lex, tell me what role that wellness has played in your life. You know, what do you like to do? Are you a runner? Are you a street? Are you a lifter? What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So as a former collegiate athlete, you know, just growing up around my dad being, you know, coach, my mom being a coach, I was all over athletics, right? So it's just always been instilled in me. I was a former gymnast, track runner, volleyball player. My college background, you know, as far as an athlete was as a cheerleader. Most won't consider it a sport, but, you know, we won't get into that argument.
It's another podcast.
Yeah, that's for another podcast. But anyway, so that's just always been a passion of mine. And I like to run, do yoga, obviously lift weights here and there. So it's just fitness has always been something that I've held a lot of interest in.
Very cool. And if you guys are just listening to the podcast, you don't see this like epic view behind Lexi. Is that one of the high school stadiums? What does that look like?
So this is actually our activities complex. So our six high schools, you know, and other activities happen around here. Soccer, track meets, everything goes on. Every high school has their own field as well, but this is our main activity complex.
Wow, that's that Texas football right there. I love seeing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And bad. I'm going to brag, and we're building another one bigger and better than this right next door to us. So
wow, that is excited. So cool. So cool. All right, you're up.
So obviously I grew up with three older brothers, and sports was always around. I played basketball. I was in track and field. And then since one of my old brothers was a weightlifter, you know, got into weightlifting after having my first baby. And then little by little, you know, I started, you know, learning, getting certifications on different platforms. And then I started being recruited by gyms so I could be a group fitness instructor. And I mean, that was my hobby pretty much. And I mean, I was doing it for me and just right. for the health benefits, the distressor benefits of being a full-time teacher and a full-time mom. So it's something that it just filled me just to help others, you know, like be, you know, healthy, you know, just not for, you know, the physique, but also, you know, health-wise and emotional-wise and like the mindfulness of it.
Yeah, I'd love that you brought that up. Both of you being moms, Lexi, you just had your first child or second?
Yes, first child, baby girl. She's four months old now. So
congratulations.
I'm still trying to get my workout routine back in, you know, back in square things, but here we are.
Very cool. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I love that you brought up, you know, stress relief and, you know, the mindfulness aspect of fitness, something I think we don't do enough of nationally, internationally, as a world, is connect the two, right? That physiological response from moving our bodies. And again, I always say it doesn't have to be fancy. It can just be going for a walk. But if you're stressed or, you know, feeling burnout, but if you go for a walk around that beautiful track right behind you, you will come back feeling so much better. And the same thing applies for students. So I love that you brought that up, being a mom and having so many different responsibilities that you're still able to connect the two and prioritize your own health. Lexi, for you, what did you, like the district and yourself, identify in the district that, you know, you were trying to solve? What was that problem? What were you doing for wellness before? And then why the new initiative, you know, about this time last year, maybe we started talking.
Yeah. So obviously, as we all know, as educators, bouncing back from COVID, it was a struggle, right? And in the midst of it, it was a struggle. And so thankfully, we work for a district that has put so much emphasis on SEL, that social emotional learning, you know, category or aspect. And now there was a board member, his name was Mr. Morales, and he said, we put so much emphasis on SEL and our students, right? We want them to feel good, be good, act good, and everything. But what about those who are interacting with them on a daily basis, our employees, our teachers? So therefore, that is how Healthy Body, Strong Mind came about. They said, let's focus on the employees. Let's put this initiative in so that way they can feel their best in order to be their best and serve our district.
Man, you are talking, pulling out my heartstrings. You know, that's exactly what we've been trying to do with Teacher Fit, you know, being that, providing a tool and a simple tool to educators so they can be that healthy, inspirational example for students. And, you know, our tagline is impact by example. So I love that, like, that was the onus. What was the district doing in years past? I assume with the proactive nature that I see this year, you guys were doing other things. What did that look like? And then how does that evolve into where we are now?
Right. So we've had so much support from different programs, you know, counseling sessions, they offer therapy. I'm going to be honest, our district has supported us in and out. However, with this new initiative, it just takes it to a whole new level. So right. like I said, we were doing social emotional learning within our classroom, within our PLCs, all of that. But now we are, you know, stepping outside and incorporating that fitness aspect to it, which can totally be a life changer.
Right. Mm-hmm. We may have, she's back.
Remind me, the lights turn off because they're censored. And since if I don't move, they'll turn off.
You're holding super still. and Stella, what have you seen in your 12-year span as an educator as far as wellness inside of a school? What have you seen that's worked well? And then, you know, what does that look like for you guys now?
I think that at first, you know, like the discipline is not really there, you know, like teachers, colleagues would get to do some form of activity if they could, but it was always something, you know, either, you know, excuses, kids, work, other things within time. And I think now when I introduced Teacher Fit and the new initiative to my campus, I one of the things I emphasize to the teachers and to the staff is if we don't take care of ourselves, who's going to take care of the kids?
Right.
Okay. We need to be like taking care of ourselves fully, you know, before we can take care of others. So now what I've seen, you know, like some teachers, you know, like now that there's like the fitness, you know, like boom, right now that everybody's trying, you know, like to work out or have some sort of, you know, like with the whole CrossFit thing and all of that, you know, starts kicking in, you know, like when they were asking me, I was like, can you, you know, offer some classes here, some of the stuff that you do? Obviously that takes a process, a lot of paperwork. It's not that easy, you know, like, right. and that's something that they don't understand. And then when this came in, now what I've seen, I mean, the teachers that have stuck with it, love it because they see the benefits, right. not just, you know, like, the physical aspect of it, but how they feel after. And now that we're slowly and or that I'm slowly trying to teach them about, you know, that nutrition and the healthy habits of eating. And pretty much that's what it is, being a habit, making those habits and the discipline. I mean, those who have stuck with it, like between 10 to 14 of them, you know, they're like hooked.
Yep.
And I think that's what helps, you know, once they see and they just keep going, you know, that's what sells it in the end. So now that we're starting with the nutrition portion of it, they're like, okay, this is actually not bad. And it's just a lifestyle that they can incorporate like into, you know, what they already were doing maybe.
Right.
So before they're like, oh, it's because I have to grade papers. It's because I have so much to do after school. I have meetings. I have this, I have that. And one thing I try to tell them, if you don't make the time, nobody's going to make it for you. And it's always going to be like this. So it's just bringing that awareness and that positivity once you're with them, you know, doing the workouts. Mm-hmm. Okay. And bringing attention to little things that maybe they don't notice, like notice how your heartbeat is. How is your breathing? Okay. How does this feel? How does that feel? Your every little single little thing, they're like, oh, okay. So now when they go into the weight room and they see the athletes or the teams working out, they're like, they're doing that wrong. Their form is not great. You know, so it's an actual learning. They are learning and they're like, oh, okay. It's not just swinging weights around or it's not just, you know, like jumping around. There's an actual purpose to everything, just like in any other craft, in any other profession.
And you know, Sarah, you talked about lifestyle change, right? And so as the district facilitator for this program, I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of interacting with those participants of Healthy Body, Strong Mind. You know, some have come to me, they talked about their weight loss. Some have just talked to me about how not only has this impacted them, but their families, right? They go home, they feel better. They're like, you know what? We're going to cook a healthy dinner tonight. And then they're taking that time to sit and relax and interact with their family and not just go home, pass out on the couch. They've had a long day. They feel miserable. And then it's a routine. They do it all over again, right? So it's really impacted not just them, but their families as well.
Yeah, that's something I've thought a lot about. And, you know, I try to communicate to district leaders like yourself and even school leaders is that, like, you know, you have the opportunity to like impact your community through mm-hmm. bringing awareness to wellness. You know, not every community, specifically a lot of the ones that we work in, they don't have access to, you know, high quality gyms and trainers, or specifically, like, you know, teachers can't afford them. Like,
right.
But when they get access and they're able to go home and make that healthy meal, and now we have healthier students, and like students go home and like, hey, we're doing this at school, and their parents get impacted. Like, it's just such a like trickle down approach to really impacting the community. I love that you brought that up.
And like you're talking about community and something that this program is doing. Yes, it was targeted for employees, but through this initiative, we're also doing community wellness meetups, right?
Love that.
So we have local gyms coming out and we're holding this event on Saturdays, and we have 30 plus vendors and exhibitors who focus in on health and wellness, getting the word out to the community. We're doing a group workout. So not as only targeted these employees, now we're welcoming everyone from our community. And I think that's been very beneficial.
Yeah, that is so cool. Like you don't even realize like the huge impact that you're having, like, and you may never know, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's bigger than any of us can ever dream. So that's so cool. I commend you guys for that. So Lexi, what does it actually look like in implementation, right? Because when other district leaders hear this, or I talk to district wellness coordinators or superintendents of smaller districts, they're just like, I don't even know how we would roll that out. Like, what does that even look like? I don't know how to get started. So for you, what does it look like in execution to start Healthy Body, Strong Mind partnering with TeacherFit?
Well, I'm going to brag again. You know, we work for one of the best districts, and they said, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it big, and we're going to put this out there. So we started off with the program itself, Healthy Body, Strong Mind. Well, how are we going to incorporate some fitness and wellness aspect to it? Let's partner with TeacherFit. So then that's where we got linked up, right?
Yep.
Then they said, well, we're going to roll this out to our 50 plus campuses. So within our 50 campuses, we have 1 to 2 facilitators who host in-person workouts on a weekly basis. And they can use TeacherFit as a resource. Some create their own workouts. Some are partnering with local gyms or, you know, nutritionists to come in and invite them to host, you know, their program or their workouts. And then that's where we partner, or, you know, went off into the community events as well. So this is just getting bigger and bigger. I'm gonna be honest, it's only been in place for a few months now.
Yeah, it's still early. Like,
what we've done with it, there's so much more in store. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, very cool.
Can I interject a little bit? But I've also seen, and I think it's pretty cool because I've seen some campuses that actually, you know, show the videos, you know, from TeacherFit.
Yep.
And I think that helps. So that way, when teachers are not able to make it to the in-person workouts, they know how it looks, they know how to follow it. And like when we're on break, they can do that too.
Yep.
But I think one of the most important, you know, aspects of rolling this out, like per campus, I think it was the support from our leadership, you know, where, I mean, when you go and ask, you know, this is a district initiative. You've asked me to be a facilitator. Are you going to help me? Like, where am I going to host this? And I need weights. I need this. I was watching the videos. We need the space. We need, so a weight room in a high school is, I mean, you know, not
any, come across.
It's for the athletes, you know, like right. Every sport wants a piece of it. And then for them to be like, hey, tell me the dates and the times. And I was like, really, that easy? I was like, yeah. So I think that support is what helped a lot when it came to my campus. And I think, you know, that's one of the most important aspects, you know, when anybody wants to roll out like something new like this and something so important, I think, just right. For everyone.
Yeah, that support from the top is so huge. Like, I commend you for that at the district level for sure.
Right. And you said about the weight room, right? We have elementaries, we have middle schools, and then the high schools, and not every campus has access to a weight room. So another thing that our district said was, let's order equipment. So we've got this really innovative equipment coming in here, you know, in November. They're called sandbells. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yep.
But really like interchangeable dumbbells, kettlebells, body bars that fit the TeacherFit workout. Yep. And just accessible, easy to store. So we're also grateful for that.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love that, you know, you guys are, you're not just, you know, full transparency, there have been a lot of districts who have paid for Teacher Fit and it's just an email and that's the last thing we ever hear from them. So I love that you guys are actually investing in equipment. You're investing in your school leadership. You're investing in, you know, the community, all these things. You know, Sarah, can you tell me at your school, what does it look like in execution? How many days a week you're leading every workout? Obviously, your school is very fortunate to have you as a trained coach and nutrition certifications and all these things. What does that look like on a week-to-week basis at your school?
All right. So I sent out a form, what it would be best for the teachers here, mornings or afternoons. And then we went from there. So afternoons it was, because it was very difficult, you know, so for in the mornings to be here with a bunch of sports, you know, having their practice and then trying to go home, shower and make it back in time. You know, that was not going to be like the most effective way to have all the teachers in on time here. But so it's after school. Monday, you never skip a Monday.
So because
Mondays, and then Wednesday, I tell them Tuesday, Wednesday, they need to either do a run or a walk, or they have to watch one of the videos and do one of the 30, 45 minute workout. And then Thursday again, we usually do weightlifting one day, more weightlifting. And then the other one is more of the cardio or, you know, HIIT workouts mix. And then week by week, we've been displaced only once, you know, because of it was a holiday. And so quick transition, there's always teachers, like I said, they're invested. They're like, hey, you can use my room. We can bring all this. Let me send students. And we were able to do the workout in a classroom. But with this new equipment that's being ordered, I mean, it's perfect because, you know, it can be dropped. The floor can it won't be damaged. So pretty much that's how it looks. They've requested to have, you know, a third class. So I'm working on that because I'm a mother of four kids, you know?
I can only do so much.
I'm also team lead for the English department for one of the grade levels, you know, and I mean, my kids are in sports too and other activities, you know, like
mom of the year here.
I mean,
Lexi, you're taking notes.
But you know, it's doable. I do this because I love doing this. I like helping others see the benefits, and I like to see how invested they are now and how they're spreading out the word. You know, like, hey, it's actually really good. And then getting their points, you know, logging in that they've been doing the workouts. I was like, we have incentives for that as well. That the district is actually doing, thanks to Lexi. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. They all know. I send out emails with like the recipes. I tell them, don't forget to log your workouts. I send them reminders about, hey, don't forget, see you today, 4:30, never too late to start. And we've had some people like, you know, started, you know, week six, seven, and they thought, oh my gosh, like this is not that easy, you know, like, because trying to get into working out, it's not easy. And I told them, hey, we were with you, you know, day one. But if you stick with it and you, you know, get yourself here, don't worry, you'll work out to up to where we're at now. And it only gets better.
So and at your school, what is, you know, what are the tools you're using? Because a lot of times I see there's all that excitement at the beginning, right? Hey, we're going to do classes and like, we're doing that for school. And then now we're a month into school. I've got kids sports and extracurriculars. And, you know, a lot of teachers are going back to grad school. What is like, what are you doing to keep the engagement level high? So it's not like, oh, we had 20, then 15, then 10, then now it's just me and one of my friends. What are you doing to keep engagement high?
So little by little, like we're using like, you know, the dumbbell workouts. And then I incorporated some of like the stuff that I do with weightlifting. And then from that I took, and then we started doing circuit training, like the last 2 weeks before break. I was like, this is what you can do when you're at home and I'm not there. And if you don't have access to Teacher Fit for some reason, you know, because they can take care of wherever they go, I was like, you can do some of this stuff or some of the workouts, you know? The other thing I started like doing was at the actual recipes that I share with them, or I actually take it with me. Like I make some and I take That's it awesome. On Thursday. Hey, Thursday, right before, let's say at 3 o'clock, we start work at 4:30. At 3 o'clock, I'll take a picture. I'll send an email. Hey, this is the goodies for today's workout.
This is waiting.
Make sure you suit up. Make sure you suit up and you show up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like to refer to your group, you know, over at Eastlake as the power posse. You know, she takes photos. We got the same, not the same people. We're adding on people, right, every week. And they just look so into it. Like you said, she's got goodies. They've got these muffins that they're posing with. And I love that. So kudos to you.
That's so cool. Like tying in with that, Lexi, what are those incentives? I know you guys are doing bigger incentives at the district level. What does that look like for you guys?
Right. So as you said, some schools are just sending out that email and saying, here it is, do your teacher fit.
Right.
We took it, you know, to another level again. We do weekly memos. So in that memo, we have two teacher fit videos that they can use, you know, to add on to those days that they're not meeting in person.
Right.
And in that we have like a healthy habit of the week that we share, something small, whether it's not adding salt to your meal or not using condiments, right? Also, we do a partnership with Fit Fuel, which is a meal prep here in El Paso. So we always feature a meal of the week. And we're also going to be partnering with our culinary arts programs at the high school levels.
Very
so we'll
cool.
talk about that too, because that's a great thing that's coming up. But as far as incentives, we do a district-wide wellness gift basket. And we've had things like yoga mats, water bottles, t-shirts, massage envy, you know, free massages. There's gyms in our community who are giving 1 year free memberships. So we've got UTEP football tickets for the university out here. So many little things that are really getting them into this program.
Yeah, what I keep hearing is just the effort you guys are putting in to make this such a legit program. And I'm so appreciative, and it's so great to hear. I appreciate you guys putting the effort and then willing to share that. Tell me about the culinary arts partnership. I want to hear about that. It's such a cool and creative idea.
So I'll let Sarai talk about this as well, because her husband is the culinary arts chef.
Oh, we've got the in.
Yep. So, you know, when we were talking about the nutrition side of things, right, I thought, okay, well, let's partner with one of our local businesses and let's do that feature of the week. But then I said, well, we have the resources at our hands right here, the culinary arts program. So we had that conversation and she said, my husband is willing to do the meal prep for, you know, our school. And then I jumped in and said, well, let's do it district wide. So then we have our high schools in their feeder patterns creating menus. They're even doing deliveries to the classrooms, you know, at the high schools now, the elementaries and middle schools, they go on certain days and they'll pick up these meals. But for the most part, it's just incorporating our culinary arts program, which there again, it rolls into the students, right? They're seeing that they're making these healthy meals for the staff, and then they're able to make them at home as well.
Right.
So Sarai, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So either usually after class, after our cool down, you know, I always talk to them about certain things, you know, like how, what they're doing so good, you know, how their form's improving, how this is improving, how range, stuff like that. But then, you know, little by little, I started like, okay, none of this works if your eating habits are not there.
Right.
So it's a slow process. It has to be slow. It's a process. You can't just like, here, make sure you go eat healthy. No. So I had already started, you know, my husband is the chef here. It just so happens.
Awesome.
And I had already been talking to him about it and how I wanted to do that, you know, for the teachers here. And with the easy, you know, like, meals, substitutes, or like snacks, healthy snacks. I had already, you know, given him recipes, and because, you know, at home, you know, the way I eat, you know, like, and my kids and everything, he's already used to it.
Right.
You know, he knows about, you know, weighing and then measurements and stuff like that. And the balance that there has to be. So he's like, okay, I need to think about something, you know, like, but I could do it. And he worries about, you know, the budget and then how much would they cost. And but it's also experience for those students in the culinary arts program. So the way we started doing it was like, okay, can you do like the oatmeal, like protein muffins, you know, this week?
Yep.
And I was like, okay, give me the recipe. And then they roll it out and they practice that week for Thursday. And because I tell them, you know, like, I mean, they're learning too, you know, the kids
yeah.
are learning too. Please, I want to take good muffins.
Don't bring me that first round.
Now they're going to be like, no, I don't want to eat. And you know what? They're actually really liking it. Like the second one they did for me was zucchini brownies. They actually was like, they have zucchini in it. It's like, yeah, they have veggies in it. It's actually pretty good. You know, little things like that. So we kept talking about the meal preps. Right now we're only starting with lunch because of the mornings, you know, students are not there, you know. I talked to them maybe just oatmeal, smoothies. And I also talked to the participants, you know, like my colleagues who are showing up to the workouts, you know, what do you want? Well, we want all three meals. I was like, wait, hold on.
Like, whoa.
Calm down.
Just getting started.
It's not that easy. But like I said, once they get hooked and once they see, I was like, okay, this is not that bad. You can actually be healthy, you know. They know, you know, like they're starting to see the benefits, how they feel after they go home, like before to now after the workout, how much easier it is than to like, some of them have canceled their gym memberships. They're like,
Don't need it.
it's like you have everything, you know, here, you know, the district's providing. So coming back next week, he wants to start kind of like rolling that out, you know, and pretty much I just told him, let's start, you know, with basics, you know, like your asparagus, your spinach, your chicken, you know, a light dressing, you know, maybe some like potatoes, you know, like something simple, you know, like, or sweet potato fries, something like that, something simple. And then we can jump to salmon because he also has to look at budgeting, you know, how much they're going to be paying. It's not that simple, like I said. And I know they wanted it like now, can we start next week? I was like, hold on, it's not that simple. But I really, once we had already been in the talks with them, then Lexi calls me, hey, what do you think about that? I was like, wait, well, let me tell you, because I'm already kind of starting that on my campus, but I think it's a really good idea. What I had told Lexi is that at the gyms where I have been, where they've had Fit Fuel or some of those, you know, like outside vendors with meal preps, the participants at the gyms, they would take one for them and oh, my husband and my kids, you know, like, and I'm pretty sure I told her this is something that's going to transcend to their families as well.
For sure.
That's the benefit. I was like, and I'm sure they're going to do that as well. Hey, yeah, they're gonna go one for lunch, but guess what? They're gonna want one for dinner too.
Yes.
Hey, and once they start seeing the benefits as how you eat changes everything as well, and then you combine it with the workouts. I mean,
Total change.
heaven.
Total new person. Yeah.
Yeah,
Total new person. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, man, if we could get every educator a like well-balanced, nutritious meal for lunch, the impact that would have. And not only that, but like we're training and teaching our students a life skill that they can go do whatever they want. This hat that I'm wearing, Do Rad Things, is a brand for a nonprofit that does a culinary arts after school program for students in Minneapolis. And like, I just think it's so cool to have students as a part of this bigger process to create health and wellness and longevity for our educators and our community. Such a cool program.
Absolutely.
Lexi, coming back to you as we start to close out, what are your goals for this program? Like you said, we're only, I mean, maybe 3 months into it. You got started in August, is that correct?
Yes. So we kicked off the in-person workouts in August. You know, the planning started late March or so, and we had our summer to kind of work through the details of it. But obviously, it's going to get bigger and better. I'm faithful in that. And I just want to incorporate more training for our facilitators, you know, more equipment, and just bringing in guest speakers. I'm a huge Peloton advocate, so I'm not sure if you're familiar with Robin Arzon. She's one of my like, you know, fitness
I am.
guru. Yeah, so she's someone that I definitely want to bring in and talk to these facilitators and just pump up our community in that fitness realm. But yeah, there's a lot in store for Healthy Body, Strong Mind.
Are there any incentives for our Healthy Body, Strong Mind representatives at the school level? Or is it all volunteer based?
So yes, they do get paid for this, for their in-person workouts, and then they get an additional 2 hours of planning time. One of the incentives of the facilitators is that they you know, they have their two in-person workouts a week, but on top of that, they also get 2 hours to plan for those workouts. So it allows them to do outreach to our community for any donations, you know, sponsorships, and those incentives that they're trying to give out at their campus level. So we've had fruits donated, blenders donated, all of that so that they can really support their attendees.
That's so cool. And then last question for you, what does success look like for the district? So you had a board member who said like, hey, let's take care of our educators. Are you measuring success? What does success look like for this program?
Yeah, so we have over 7,000 employees in our district, right? So we have a QR code that they use to scan in for every in-person workout. They log their points on TeacherFit. So we're monitoring attendance that way. And the good news is we started off our first month, right? It's the first of the school or the first month of the school year. Everyone's trying to adapt to the new year, get adjusted. And we had 1,700 participants within the first month. And then this past month, we had close to 2,000 participants. So it's growing, and that's what I'm excited about.
That is so cool. And such a great turnout. Like even if they're only doing, you know, one a week or one every other week, maybe they're doing it at home, whatever they're doing. That's so cool to see that participation. Like,
yeah.
Kudos to you.
The funny thing is, you know, one day I was out at the park and I'm getting my run in, and all of a sudden someone waves to me, wasn't familiar with who they are, you know, that they were an employee at the district. They go, hey, I just want to let you know I'm logging my workout right here on TeacherFit. I was like, there we go. See, we're creating that community just so around cool. our parks and stuff. So
cool. And then Sarai, at your school, you know, what are your personal goals for your small community? And then what does success look like for you?
Well, we're trying to grow attendance as well, but I think for me, success is when there's no facilitator there and they're getting a workout in, however it looks. And when they make that lifestyle change of those healthy habits, not because, oh, I have to do it so I can log my points. Oh, I have to do it because my neighbor right here next door, my classroom next to me is telling me to go. But because, you know, it comes from them and they see the healthy benefits and they want to have a better healthy lifestyle that will affect them, you know, like in the future, you know, and that can transcend to their families as well, because it's something, you know, that it just helps everyone. And I think for me, like that would be success, you know, I have a healthier community, you know, that ventures into this new, you know, lifestyle that is actually easier. Than just laying down. For me, like right now, I'm at like 10, 12, 14, 15 participants, but I think 25 would be my magic number. And I think we're getting there. I've had coaches who have told me like, oh, I'm in season right now, but as soon as my season's over, I'll be there. Yeah. Okay. And so I know there's little things here and there. And the other thing, and I'm going to call them out, my administrators, you know, I think they need to take care of themselves a little bit more. They're here past 5, 6. And some of them even told me I'm going to show up, but I haven't seen him.
Oh, and if you're listening, we won't drop any names. We'll put them in the show notes. Check out the show notes for the names, please.
Yeah, but I think it's so important for them to take care of themselves as well. I mean, we do have one administrator that 8 a.m. he sees me and he's like, look, 1400 calories by 8 a.m. By 8 a.m. he already did like a
I'm gonna call him out. Is that Mr. Thomas?
Shout out to Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, wait. I mean, he's superstar rock star, you know. He already did a weightlifting, a 3-mile run, plus a HIIT workout and a 5-minute walk. He logs if he's walking around campus, he's like logging in as a workout and simple things like that.
Yep.
Just walking. And that's what I tell my participants. Okay, if you're sore tomorrow, because I know you're going to tell me that you can't sit down, you can't get up, that you can't shower, good, but at least just walk. Yep. Walk around the park, take a walk, you know? And I think that's success, you know, when they make that change, you know?
Yeah,
they're taking control. Yeah, they're taking control of their health and their wellness and not letting those outside factors that we get hit with, you know, in the education system or educational system, you know, be a factor.
Yeah. And that's something, you know, I've tried to do forever being in the fitness space as a coach and a mentor to students and everything else is like, this has to be the new normal. Like it's normal that I take care of myself. It's normal that I eat healthy. It's abnormal when I don't. That's a problem. So getting that new mindset, I love that. And I love that you called out your administrators, because I'm a big leadership by example, impact by example person. And that's what I tell principals when they're looking to purchase the program, is that, hey, if you show up, you will see more people show up, because like, they know that you're there, you're taking time for yourself, and it gives them permission to do the same. And you set that example. And it's a big part of accountability. So I love that. I'm going to finish. I said last question before, but one more question. We're going to start with, at the school level, what's one tip for a school implementer, whether it's in your district or another district, to really get this thing going and get it off the ground? What's one tip that you would give them to kind of kick off Teacher Fit and like a Healthy Body, Strong Minds program?
Well, positivity, the contagiousness of your, you know, personality. So it starts with being a people person. You got to go out there, you know, be uncomfortable, knock on the teacher's doors, come out, join me for my workouts. So really just advocating for the program and doing that outreach within their campus and making that connection with people who they might not even talk to. You know, with right. Our schools are so big that I've had so many facilitators come in and say, we've created a family out of this. We feel comfortable talking to one another. And not only has it impacted us, you know, individually with our fitness and our mental, you know, wellness, but also within our school system, working with one another, we've taken it into our classrooms. We're able to connect and link and talk about the things that we need to, like lesson plans and our students. So that's really been a huge impact.
Yeah, I love it. And again, I think you all are really setting the tone for what wellness should look like in education. We have all these fancy, you know, Fortune 500 companies and tech companies that have all these great resources and healthy foods, but that's what's really missing in education. And when I dreamed up Teacher Fit in 2017, this implementation at the district level and then down to the schools and like the buy-in you guys are getting is what I dreamed of. So it's been awesome to work with you guys directly and indirectly. And I just commend both of you for all of your hard work and what you're doing to set the example.
Well, Nick, we're thankful for your program because it's really made a difference in our district.
Well, ladies, I really appreciate it. I know we had to reschedule a couple times, so I appreciate your willingness to flex with me. Obviously reach out. Where can other districts, you guys have Instagram, I know you're on Twitter. Where can other districts or schools follow you guys for inspiration on how to have an awesome program?
So we have Twitter, SISD_HBSM, the Healthy Body, Strong Mind. And then online as well, we have Socorro ISD. You just type in Healthy Body, Strong Mind, and you'll see our website there as well.
Very cool, guys. That'll be in the show notes. Make sure you check it out. You can learn so much from this program that you can impact, as we talked about, your whole community. So be sure to check that out. All right, ladies, I really appreciate your time. Have a great night.
Thanks, Nick. Take care.
Thank you.